Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Mike Menning, a good friend of mine, who's with Great Commission Utah. And this week we've been talking about Mike's involvement in ministering among those that are in polygamous communities here in the state of Utah. Mike originally came here from Minnesota and was pastoring a church. God moved him into ministering among those in the polygamy communities. And that's what we've been discussing because as Mike, as you said in the first show, when you came out to Utah, you didn't even know this existed. Mm-hmm. You probably thought like a lot of people that polygamy is something that is a part of the past of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And as I often have to qualify that, it is a part of its past as far as how it was practiced in the 19th century. But as we were discussing yesterday, plural marriage is still a part of Mormon theology. But if you are caught living with more than one wife here in the state of Utah, you will be excommunicated from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Now, yesterday you made a comment, and when you said it, I could just imagine any Mormons listening going, wait a minute. You know, that's not true. But let's clarify this. You had mentioned how that they worship Joseph Smith. Now, I knew what you meant. They don't have prayers to Joseph Smith. They don't have Joseph Smith's fixture on an altar or anything like that. But you might say quite accurately that they certainly do hold Joseph Smith's teaching in a very high regard. And in fact, in a way that would make most of us feel very uncomfortable as evangelicals. So even though they may not pray to Joseph Smith, they still venerate his teachings. And as I mentioned in a past broadcast here, this polygamy issue that we face here in the state of Utah is Joseph Smith's legacy. There's no one else to blame it on but Joseph Smith. The Mormon Church, when they came out here in the 1840s, brought their polygamy with them, though it was secret at the time. It didn't become public until 1852. In fact, it was August of 1852 when Brigham Young gave Orson Pratt the quote-unquote honor of announcing this teaching publicly. And certainly, polygamy is a part of the history of this movement. Clear on up until, well, we could say 1890 with the first manifesto signed by Wilford Woodruff, the fourth president, but it was really the second manifesto in 1904 that put polygamy to a halt, at least among members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And then what we see after that are the splinter groups. The people that were in the Mormon Church that were still wanting to be faithful to Joseph Smith, be faithful to Brigham Young, and continue on that teaching. And I can kind of understand, Mike, why a lot of them wouldn't know what to do after 1904, because here you have made these obligations to take on all these women as your plural wives. Now what do? Just kick them out onto the street? What do you do with them? And you would think that that would be a huge problem for a lot of them. And so you had certain people rise to the top to become the new Latter-day prophets, if you will. And of course, they now look upon the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as being in a state of apostasy. And I think you even hinted to it. They think that they are the true Latter-day Saints by following what Joseph Smith and Brigham Young taught.
Yes, the polygamist leaders, even the apostates, and by apostate, I'm talking people in the FLDS who have left the FLDS, they're considered apostate. Even though some have left the FLDS, they will even tell me that they are more faithful to the teachings of Joseph Smith than the mainline Mormon Church.
I would agree with that.
And that's true. That is true. I mean, the mainline church doesn't disagree that Joseph Smith had plural wives. They admit that Joseph Smith had plural wives. And so in a lot of ways, And in the sneakiness of what Joseph Smith did in taking those wives, that even has come through some of the members of the FLDS, the way they pick up wives and that sort of thing. They're very strong followers of Joseph Smith.
And that's what's always amazed me, because I can understand the strategy of the LDS Church wanting to cozy up to evangelicals, because they've always wanted the, not so much the approval of the evangelical community, but at least they wanted them to stop criticizing them as being a cult, okay, using the C word here. What's always amazed me is they are much closer in doctrine, and I'm talking about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, is much closer in doctrine to these fundamentalist groups than they are to us.
Oh, totally. Yes.
But yet they want nothing to do with the fundamentalist groups. And I remember it was back in the late 1990s when, at that time, Gordon B. Hinckley, the president of the church, was making a big deal out of people who were connecting members of the LDS Church with the fundamentalist groups. And I have the quote here. This was a conference message that he gave, and it was published in the November 1998 edition of Ensign Magazine. If you want to look it up, it's pages 71 and 72. He said this: "There is no such thing as a Mormon fundamentalist. It is a contradiction to use the two words together. More than a century ago, God clearly revealed unto his prophet, Wilford Woodruff, that the practice of plural marriage should be discontinued, which means that it is now against the law of God. Even in countries where civil or religious law allows polygamy, the church teaches that marriage must be monogamous and does not accept into its membership those practicing plural marriage." The irony I found in that statement, where he says there is no such thing as a Mormon fundamentalist. What was Gordon B. Hinckley doing? At that time, he was protecting the title Mormon, something that Russell M. Nelson, the 17th president of the church, has disregarded. Don't call yourself Mormon any longer. It was not a problem with Gordon B. Hinckley, certainly not in 1998 when he makes this statement. But notice, as he was offended that these polygamous groups were taking the title of Mormon, and that bothered Gordon B. Hinckley, you would think most Latter-day Saints would understand why we are bothered when members of the LDS Church take on the title of Christian, because we see such huge disparity between the doctrines of Mormonism and the doctrines of the New Testament. So I guess you could say that Gordon B. Hinckley was getting a little bit of taste of the frustration that we have as evangelicals when it comes to the teachings of the LDS Church. But what's interesting is that Gordon B. Hinckley was definitely separating himself from these groups that claim to follow Joseph Smith, and yet were being somehow lumped in with his group. And he wanted to make sure you don't understand that at all. You do not put these people in with us. In fact, when I did a lot of ministering down on the streets of Manti, there was a group of fundamentalist Mormons down there run by a guy by the name of James Harmston. And talking with some of the members of that organization, it seemed like that a lot of the Mormons dislike them, okay, much more than they dislike some of us evangelicals that were ministering among them, because they were bringing embarrassment to their church because people were lumping them in with the group that is headquartered in Salt Lake City.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is Gordon B. Hinckley was actually discrediting the teachings of Joseph Smith. And now there's these polygamous groups that are taking those teachings and they're practicing polygamy. And Hinckley said, "No, we don't want anything to do with these guys." But it was Joseph Smith's teaching on polygamy that's tainting the at that time and is today tainting the mainline Mormon church. It's Joseph Smith's own teaching that they don't want to deal with. And by the way, this thing about they worship Joseph Smith, I just want to add, you know, I don't know how many people know, but in their songbooks, I've seen their songbooks, I've been in their ward houses, and they do have songs, you know, praise to the man. And anytime they're saying that, I talked to them about that, they actually worship Joseph Smith, especially those people within the mainline church. In my discussions with them about the Holy Spirit, Now, this is something, I don't know how widely it's believed, but I've had several mainline Mormons tell me that the Holy Spirit is actually an office, and that Joseph Smith is serving in that office. Are you familiar with that teaching?
I've heard something very similar to that among the Harmston group.
Okay.
But then I always looked at it as that's just a quirky doctrine that they had down there in Manti.
Interesting. I think we talk about this thing of Mormons being Christians. They do not worship the God that we worship. And I always refer to, when I lead people to Christ, I lead people to the Jesus of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because our Jesus is different than their Jesus. Their Jesus has a brother named Lucifer, and their Jesus had, among the polygamists, their Jesus had many wives. And I don't know if Joseph Smith taught that or not. We talked about the Kingstons. One of the reasons why the Kingstons had to be held separate from the others is because the Kingstons, as carrying on the true bloodline of Jesus, that they have the royal blood of Jesus running through their veins. And that's why they must be kept separate, and they must be kept as purebreds.
Wow. Now, you mentioned the Kingstons, and we were talking about that a little bit yesterday, but then there's also, we have mentioned the Apostolic United Brethren, or the AUB, known as the Rocky Ridge Group. They also have another nickname. What is that?
Yeah, the Rocky Ridge Group is considered the people who live on the Rocky Ridge. And the Rocky Ridge is about 60, 70 miles south of Salt Lake City on Highway 15. If you look to the west, that's the Rocky Ridge. You'll see a lot of the big polygamist homes there. Originally, their true name is the Apostolic United Brethren, and called the AUB. That's the official name. They're usually referred to as the All Reds, but within the group themselves, they refer to themselves simply as the group.
The group.
And so the All Reds have five different locations in Utah, and their main headquarters.